There are moments in which the energy that spreads in a place is so strong as to cause intense and emotional moments. Moments in which civic pride and love between past and present are condensed. This is Il Palio di Siena. Hello, and welcome to another podcast. I am Andrea, and in today's episode I want to dig deep into the most ancient horse race in the entire world, dating back as far as the 13th century. This important event is held twice a year, on July the 2nd, on the occasion of the Madonna de Provenzano, and on August 16th, in honor of the Madonna dell'Assunta. Sometimes, in case of exceptional events, the city council may decide for an extraordinary palio. Last two in modern times were held on 9th of September 2000 to celebrate the city entering the new millennium, and on 20th October 1918, in commemoration of the end of the Great War. The Palio di Siena is an equestrian activity that has its roots in the medieval past of the city, where based on the first certified documents, Siena contested the supremacy of Tuscany with Florence. The Palio was and is an opportunity to proudly claim belongings to one's contrada and challenge the others in an epic horse race and win the Palio, a banner painted each time by a painter chosen by the municipality of Siena. The participants, called contradas, are different every year. Only 10 out of 17 runs every year. The 7 which did not participate in the previous year's palio, and 3 others chosen by drawing lots. To make it simple, you can associate a contrada to a specific district or zone in Siena with their own special rules and traditions. The event has an age-old ritual that has undergone little change over time. 4 days before the day of the palio, trials take place in the Campo Square, which is turned into a racetrack. A thick layer of earth is spread on the ground, and a row of mattresses is placed against the wall at the dangerous corner of San Martino to protect the jockeys in case they fall. All around the track, perched up against the wall of the houses, seats are arranged. Windows, balconies and loggias too are made ready for the visitors. Despite the 33,000 seats, they are far from sufficient and are always sold out long before the day of the performance. In the center of Piazza del Campo, there is room for about 28,000 people to stand, but this is not enough either, and the roofs, the turrets and the cornices of the old houses looking onto the square are also crowded. There are people everywhere, even in the most unlikely places. The historical parade is a lively display of rich medieval costumes with bright and extravagant colors. On the appointed day, each contrada parades its way around the Piazza del Campo. Drummers, trumpeters and musicians playing the unique march composed for the Palio in 1875 open the scene. Then, a group of flag bearers and the 10 representatives of the contrade make their way to the square, followed by a row of young pages bearing festoons of laurel leaves. Finally, the 7 contrade that don't run and the official authorities close the parades, slowly parading around the square and sit on a special platform beneath the windows of the Piazzale Pubblico. Here, the flag bearers from every contrada perform together with their flags. It is a splendid, most decorative display of colors, accompanied by the beating of drums, the sound of bugles and trumpets, and the chimes of the big bell on top of the Mangia Tower. All of this is but a prelude, a time of anxiety and expectations. 9 horses, in an order only decided by lot, immediately before the race starts, enter the space. The 10th, the Rincorsa, waits outside. When the Rincorsa finally enters the space between the ropes, the Mossiere activates a mechanism that instantly drops the front rope, called Canapo. The palio, in fact, is won by the horse who represents this contrada, and not by the jockeys. The winner is the first horse to cross the finish line, with or without its jockey. The loser in the race is considered to be the contrada whose horse came second, not last. This traditional popular event lasts 4 days and finishes in the street of the victorious contrada, where the people celebrate the happy event in a most joyous way. Winner pays all. And this concludes today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it, and as always, please share it with your friends and family and leave a comment or review. Thank you.